Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Hey, good morning. It's the Aaron and Elizabeth show again. Weren't we just here yesterday?
We're back.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. We are sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday morning, tax day. Happy tax day. I bet you're all thrilled to wake up this morning and rush to the post office and mail your checks. Yay.
I bet all the people who process taxes, like Mark and Linda are
like, phew.
I bet they just feel like they're just ready to throw themselves over the
finish. And you know what cracks me up are all the people that are so happy that they're getting money back. Because so much was withheld from their checks during the year. And yes, I for one love loaning the government my money tax-free and interest-free.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome.
Because who needs their money? Who needs their money during the year? I'd much rather let the government use it and then give it back to me once a year. How cool is that?
Was that sarcastic?
Let's see. What does the cup say? Sarcasm is best thing ever. Yeah, sure was. So we are, we're streaming and, chatting live at KCNR1460.com. The call in number is 530-605-4567. If you're in shock not to find Linda and Carl here, well, it's Aaron and Elizabeth.
That and Bob. Back.
And Bob.
And Bob.
Good morning, ladies. And
good morning.
As we do every time about this time, we're going to go ahead and see what's happening on Wall Street with the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Right now, we got Wells Fargo advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings going to tell us what's happening out there. Good. Well, first thing we need to do is throw that switch right there. And we're going to introduce once again Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 110 points this morning at 14,754. The S&P 500 is negative 13 at 1575. And the NASDAQ is down 30 at 3264. Active stocks today include Tri-Counties Bank down 18 cents and at 1665. And Pepsi down 15 cents at 7984. Local interest. Active stocks include Sprint Nextel up 99 cents at $7.20 and Bank of America up 8 cents at $12.25. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there. That has brought the 30-year bond to 2.90%. And in the commodity markets, we are also finding lower prices. Crude oil is down $2.16 at $89.45. Gold is down $97 at $1,404.40. And silver is down $2.65 at $23.68. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR AM 1460, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. And before I toss it back to our guest host, I want to tell you that weather today will see a high right around 70 degrees, and then it's going to start warming up for the next several days. Currently, we have, as I said, 47. And back to our guest hosts, Aaron and Elizabeth.
And we're back.
I prefer to be surprised about the weather.
I forgot one thing.
What?
This weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Ah, nice touch, Bob.
Who does nothing if he doesn't make the news? Did you read that great article?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Walt McNeil. Nothing like setting the record straight.
Sure.
That's
awesome. You know how hard that is to swallow.
I know. Now people actually know that the county spent over $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's easy when the pockets are deep and it's not your money.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, why settle? Why settle when you can just fight forever and it's,
sure,
and it's being paid for by a taxpayer?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, it's...
Don't we have to... There's a lot of rules in the morning.
Well, we can go ahead and take a break. One more weather note here that I wanted to let you know. But we do have a wind advisory in effect from this morning through tomorrow afternoon. We'll see gusts up to about 30 miles an hour. That's going to dry everything out. So even though we are still very much in a springtime thing, time to start thinking about fire safety, because even with the vegetation still fairly wet, you get a fire started with these winds behind it, and things can get ugly very, very quickly. And so be a little conscientious.
Very good point. And I think that's one of the reasons why CDF comes out to the rural areas a lot this time of year and works with the homeowners to kind of keep their property clean.
Defensible space.
Yes. Well, some of us know how to do it.
I was going to say, but wait a minute. You lock your gate. All right, guys, we'll be right back with you. If you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
92 years of nonstop excitement. Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country all adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Rabobank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, tough enough to wear pink day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, redbluffroundup.com, or Diamond W Westernware in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. Where thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
On Saturday, May 4th, bring your family and friends and join us for Night to the Rescue and Sleep Out to Stand Up for the Homeless. This event held at Simpson University provides a meaningful experience combined with a good dose of fun to raise support and awareness for the homeless. Dollars raised assist the Good News Rescue Mission's work of helping our poor, abused, and homeless community members. Visit GNRM.org. That's GNRM.org. And join us for Night to the Rescue.
Seven 13 on KCNR 1460 AM. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. Our guest hosts Aaron and Elizabeth will be on in just a moment. I want to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Here's a couple of questions to ask. Is the price competitive for what you're getting, and do they offer senior discounts and veteran discounts? In the case of Shasta Gas Propane, the answers, of course, are yes. They offer great service since 1997. They've got 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Check out why you should be one of them. Give them a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for joining Aaron and Elizabeth. We normally have We the People Radio on Sunday mornings, and we're happy to sit in for Carl and Linda. And periodically through today's show, I am going to add a little salt to the wound and say to all of those who do pay taxes, have a great day.
Ew.
I know, isn't that mean?
Okay. But over the half of the country pays Nothing.
There's my point.
Exactly.
So for the rest of you carrying the boulder on your shoulder.
Okay, so you can be the downer and I'll be like, woo!
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's play good cop, bad cop.
I like it.
Tell me about high speed rail, Aaron. You pulled up an article here.
All right.
High speed rail. I watched a video about it yesterday. It's got to be the biggest joke that exists.
Yeah, unless you're Jerry Brown and you want to go to China and talk to them about how great it's all going to be when you guys both have high speed rail. I don't get that whole thing at all. And actually, somebody sent me a note. They said, hey, wait a minute. I don't think states are allowed to go, like, make deals with communist countries or actually foreign countries.
Well, yeah, I think that's a law, but then laws are being broken all over the place.
Article 1, Section 8.
Yeah. So, what the heck?
So Joe Vranich, who has been on our program before, actually, we had him on We the People a while back because he does a lot of analysis on why businesses come and go.
That's his
field.
That's what he does.
He tracks businesses around the country, why they move. He helps them relocate, too.
Mm-hmm. And their employees.
Mm-hmm. So we had him on originally for that because businesses were just bleeding out of California. And it turned out that his secret passion is train travel. So he's been on every high-speed rail in the world, really, gone and looked at all of them. But he was adamantly opposed to the California High-Speed Rail project, just on the merits of the project. So he has authored a report with the Reason Foundation. They are a libertarian think tank, and I don't know anybody who doesn't like them. Might not like the information, but the Reason Foundation is a pretty spitspot. You can find their report on there. He authored, it's Joe Vranich and Wendell Cox, and they worked with Dr. Adrian Moore on this thing.
Who was the project director?
Mm-hmm. And the gist of the deal is, in the results of their study, California high-speed rail would lose $124 million up into $373 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's like the baby brother of Obamacare.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
It's going to be great. Yeah. Oh, wait. It's going to cost a really lot of money. so anyway.
And it's not going to move as quickly as they say. Ticket prices are up to $100 now.
Well, ridership is actually what they discovered was ridership was 77% lower than projected.
They literally thought that everybody was going to jump.
Be lower.
They thought everybody was going to jump on board and want to. I mean, and it starts in Madera, correct?
I think so.
And goes to Southern California. So what about everything north of Madera?
Yeah, here we go. The due diligence update finds that 2 hours and 40 minute travel time is not achievable. Under the phase one blended system, that's where it's really slow speed rail to save money. That would be the, that'd be the down
so
and dirty answer.
Why don't
answer.
They just call it low speed rail instead of high speed rail?
Because we already have that. It's called Amtrak. So we don't need this. See, that makes this irrelevant again.
Gotcha.
Stop asking, like, sensible questions, you taxpayer.
Oh, sorry.
What are you, a taxpayer? You're still in mourning?
I am. I do still have to go to the post office myself today.
Okay. So check this. They're operated, the high speed rail is slated to operate at peak speeds of 220 miles per hour. So ask me where that's happening somewhere else in the world.
Where?
Oh, nowhere.
Oh, where?
Oh, wait. No one's,
where?
No one's doing it. Anywhere. It can't be done.
And the video that I watched yesterday with one of our assembly persons in Sacramento, it was such a joke because California has the greatest variety of low-cost fares for flying in airplanes in all of our major hubs.
Mm.
So why would you do high-speed rail when you can just jump on a plane cheaper?
Well, so you can get to the other end of the thing and then and then not have a car. So what are you giving us?
We do have a call.
So early.
Yes, indeed.
Is
Charles.
Is a taxpayer on the way to the post office?
I bet you Charles is a taxpayer. Good morning, Charles. Charles, welcome to the program.
Well,
Charles.
It's a tax story that appeared in the Record Searchlight a few days ago. It's about their collecting I think the title is Dead Man Receives Bill for Fire Fee.
I read that. That's awesome.
Yeah, the guy has been dead since 2005, and yet he is literally being billed for collection of a tax that did not exist at the time of his passing.
Actually, Charles, that's pretty smart because he can't file for the repeal or the refund. So
yeah,
actually, that's kind of a good deal.
Hey, they're not stupid. They got a little scam going there.
Yeah.
Smart.
Maybe, maybe we need a special com- commission to collect taxes from the dearly departed, and since Shirley MacLaine claims to have
been departed and back again,
the commission.
Hey, and on that note,
out on a whim, remember?
If Shirley MacLaine's unavailable, we could always place a call to
there you
Pacula.
Go. Hey, and I just wanted to point out that there is a bill being introduced in the California legislature to cover the bases just in case the fire fee is repealed, and that would be a fire fee. And those are air quotes I put around fire fee. They're calling it an additional tax on every homeowner in the state of California, no matter where you live. And that would be up to an additional $50 fee on top of your homeowner's insurance.
That's great.
And that would be to pay for Cal Fire and multiple other agencies, i.e. into the general fund of the state of California.
Which is where it went before, is why those guys didn't have money,
What's the assessment for cemetery plots? Because after all, they're collecting from the dead. So
hey, just give it time, they will. You want to bet they'll start taxing them? But anyway,
they're all risk taxes.
Yeah.
In case you haven't noticed.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Charles. We just got the big physical sign
so
that we've
got. Now we know our new source that we of have revenue to, yeah. for the state. It's called the dead.
Thanks, Charles. We got to take a break.
Fitting for tax day.
Thank you for calling.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rayleigh and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Reading Republican Women Federated invites you to this year's Liberty Wine Gala benefit event. Enjoy wine tasting, great food, opportunity drawings, and great company. Invite your friends and join us Wednesday, April 17th at Turtle Bay Museum. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35. For tickets or more information, contact Maria at 227-3984. That's 227-3984.
A special thanks to our sponsors, including Mosley Family Cellars, Armorlow Estates, Mount Tehama Winery, Shasta View Vineyard, and New Clairvaux Vineyard.
It's 724 on KCNR, 1460 AM. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods, supplements, and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding, or call 244-9141. Now, back to our guest hosts, Aaron and Elizabeth on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I like the Dirty Laundry song.
I do too.
That was fun because my dryer's broken. It's not getting fixed till Friday.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I thought they were going to break into their reprise there on Dirty Laundry.
And you bought that. Wait a minute. You bought that washer and dryer set a year. So you know we're up and up on a year and a half, and it already broke.
And it's a Maytag. Wow. Those guys do work.
Wow.
I like it. They said I've got to have my dryer.
Is the fat guy in the blue suit going to come out?
No, he's like a skinny, small guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he's been like working out or something.
Mm.
Yeah,
he he's been eating Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, because the guy in the commercial is kind of a big guy. No, we have one of those dryer vents that goes up through the ceiling, mm-hmm. you know, through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Well, normally, you know, when you go look at your dryer vent, you like go outside, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm going all around the outside
and trying to find
it. Where the dryer vent at his house? We haven't lived there just since October, you know. So I'm like, where's the dang dryer vent? Yeah, it's on the roof.
Oh,
and I'm like, so the guy said, well, you better call. They better call like Ducks in a Row or somebody who I did, and they're very friendly, by the way. So I called them, $150.
Wow. Yeah.
Need my dryer vent. Bill's like, we can clean it. I go, really? With what? Like, how are you going to get from the roof, like down to the dryer? We don't have a vacuum.
Who thought that up?
I don't know. But
is that an energy efficient home? Is that why?
No,
is it green?
No, it's brown.
Okay.
It's brown stucco. No, I think it's just they didn't have anywhere to put it. So I think that's kind of the newfangled way is to, and then you don't have all that venting on the outside of the house with lint, you know, that you can see and clean. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Gotcha.
Obviously hoping that the laws of gravity would sort of ignore the lint trying to
go up. So I don't know if there's just like I don't know if it looks like one of those, breathalyzer things. Maybe it's just because I'm having trouble breathing today, but you know where the ball goes up and then drops back down. So anyway, I'm going to have them purge that.
There you go. So you're going to give us more great facts on high-speed rail?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what?
You got 3 minutes. Gosh, there's a lot
See, we're just not used to Monday mornings. We're not used to Monday mornings.
All right.
I feel like I'm in a baseball game.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, bottom line, Joe Vranich is going to be on We the People Radio this Sunday from 8 to 10. He's going to talk about this high-speed rail thing. So for those of you who are frustrated with the sound bites, we're sorry. But on tax day, there's nothing better to talk about than how the government's going to spend
the money that you're mailing in today.
So check this. The current business plan for high-cost rail does not include the NO as promised to the taxpayer and legislatively mandated. So both those things are in place, yet it's not happening. The 2-hour and 40-minute nonstop travel time between L.A. and San Francisco. Instead, it's going to be between 3 hours, 50 minutes, and 4 hours, 40 minutes. Well, I'm sorry, but anybody who's ever made that drive knows that you're, like, mostly there, you know, by then.
So you can drive that.
Yeah.
So the incentives for taking high-speed rail are
down.
Yeah.
The plan says the train will be, on average, faster than any train in existence, but that is also faster than the Transportation Research Board says is actually safe.
So they're promising.
So you'll get there slower and it might cost you everything.
Or you'll get there faster and they'll kill you on the way.
Mm-hmm. And then they also said that, you know, to shift riders from cars to high-cost rail will be probably 90% less than predicted because it takes a really long time. Let's see. What was the other joyride? Oh, here we go. Cost, because aren't you curious how much it's going to be?
I suspect we'll be paying for this into perpetuity.
Oh, yeah. Well, here we go. Let's see. To pay for phase one, it has $3.5 billion in federal grants and the ability to borrow $9 billion in state bonds. $12.5 billion. That's a lot of money.
That's phase one.
All taxpayer money, right? Mm-hmm. Today's tax day, so think about that, folks. This is going to be a smaller system than promised. And the cost for phase one, okay, we've got $12.5 billion. We're excited. Oh, but wait, it's going to cost $58 billion.
In phase one?
And we're still talking about it.
In phase one.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, but you know what I heard?
Elizabeth's eyes just rolled back in her head. Come on. Wait.
A lot of that are consultants going and studying high-cost rail in other places.
Of course. Yeah, $45 billion hasn't been found. And federal spending has been cut. Uh-oh, the 12 and a half, it's down to $3.5 billion. Federal spending got cut.
Uh-oh. How do you think people
Let's call somebody who cares, eh? Oh, that was them. All right, we're coming back. I don't know. We don't know yet. Bob hasn't told us when. But it'll be after our advertisers are thanked.
We got the Fox Business Report and much more coming up on KCNR 1460 AM.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red on Wall Street. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down almost triple digits. Meanwhile, U.S. cable company Liberty Global is winning EU regulatory approval for its $22.6 billion bid for Virgin Media. The commission says it didn't have any competition concerns regarding the takeover. Liberty Global says the deal is still subject to majority shareholder approval from both companies. Procter & Gamble is boosting its quarterly dividend by 7% to 6.2 cents a share. The dividend will be paid around May 15th to shareholders on record. As of April 26th, Procter & Gamble has paid a dividend every year since its incorporation in 1890. And the Kool-Aid Man is getting a makeover. Starting today, he'll also be getting a new personality as a computer-generated celebrity trying to show he's just a normal guy. The Kool-Aid Man made his first appearance in 1954 and has taken on various looks through the years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Well, that kind of music can only mean one thing. It is the week of cool April nights. Oh, loving it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew in Reading. As soon as I get the appropriate web page up, I'll be able to tell you where to find. We have a studio full of people here. What can I say? 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have the largest walk-in humidor in the area, and the T&B Sweeties will serve you up some of the best coffee drinks you have ever tasted. That's Tobacco and Brew, proud sponsor from the very beginning of Free Fire Radio, 223-1198. Now, back to Aaron and Ryan, and guest hosting on Free Fire Radio.
That would be Aaron and Elizabeth, Bob.
I'm sorry. Where did I come up with Aaron and Ryan?
Well, that's my last name.
Aaron Ryan. Okay, Aaron and Elizabeth. It's Monday.
Happy tax day to
the... Like, Elizabeth's been absorbed.
Happy tax day to the less than 50% that are paying.
Exactly.
I'm going to be rubbing that in for the next 2 hours. Good morning, folks, from Cool April Nights.
Good morning, good morning.
And, good morning, how are you?
And let's tell the folks who you are and what's your involvement in Cool April Nights.
I'm Barbara Harrison. I'm on the board, and I set up the inside show and decorate the inside mega tent.
Nice.
Just a small little thing just you throw together job. That morning.
I'm running over there as we leave here.
Does it take all week?
It takes about 7 months.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
It takes about 6-7 months because I've done the indoor show when Barbara was taking leave of absence there.
Good call,
and
Barbara.
It takes a while to do the indoor show.
And wow. You are?
My name's Daryl Chambers.
Good morning, Daryl.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey, so Cool April Nights is huge here.
Yes.
Biggest event in Reading.
Yeah, it is the biggest event in Northern California
as far as I'm concerned.
And you have to understand, it donates over $40,000, close to $40,000 each year to the children's programs.
Great.
Not to mention how many people come here from elsewhere, stay in hotels.
That's right.
We've got meals, lodging, gas, everything. Probably a little shopping here and there.
It's a great event.
It's a big spark to the town.
And the venue down there is very good.
And weather's looking good for you this week.
Beautiful weather. Nice. Yeah, it's going to be nice and warm.
Nice. Big roasty hot, so the inside thing is going to be important.
Yeah.
Be a nice break for everyone. Okay.
Yes, we'll hang
so
out
for all the people who are I know it's coming and they close the off ramp to my house, but you know, that's all they
know.
And
I can't drive around downtown.
Yeah. Okay. So for those people that only know that much,
they should go on Friday. They should go downtown about 4:30 and park their butts right on the sidewalk and watch the cruise.
Oh my gosh. You can be in
then
town.
They wouldn't complain about getting them off their off ramp.
Okay. We have multiple downtowns here.
On Hilltop
Drive.
And yeah, it's funny because you can be on Hilltop around 1 or 2 in the afternoon and see chairs lined up everywhere.
It's roped off, chairs.
So you should go get there early.
Go make friends. If you know somebody who has a local business on Hilltop, this would be a good time to reconnect with them.
Go buy something from them.
And their lawn, their front lawn.
A lot of tailgate parties?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so people go Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, they actually start on Thursday and stake out their spot on the curb. And put their chairs out.
Yeah. So for the people who are bringing cars from elsewhere and from all over the place, when does it start for them?
It starts for them. If they are a registered car with Cool April Night, they need to be over there about 5:00 to get in the circle of the
cool. Groups. Where does it begin?
I'm not sure exactly, but at the end of Hilltop, I think it's closer to Cypress. I think they just start in and they park all the way along and jump in at different spots. But the whole circle thing starts at 6:30.
So give me a number on the registered cars.
As of last week, we were at 14-something, and we reopened.
Is that 14,000?
1,400.
1,400, okay.
14 million.
Yeah, really.
Let's do it like
high-cost
rail.
We're only so big.
Yeah, let's do high-cost rail.
Let's do it like high-cost rail. You have 14 million cars coming.
Let's not go there. Anyway, and then Wednesday morning at 9:00, we start in again registering more cars.
Okay, so you...
And that will be at the convention center.
So typically you end up with...
Around 2,000.
Great.
No fooling. And so some park inside and some park outside, or how's that go?
The ones inside are invitation only, and the rest of them park outside. So there's only about 20 cars inside.
Oh,
this car is one of the invitations.
The inside show is what a lot of people consider elite, but you hate to say because there are so many beautiful cars outside. But the nice thing about the inside show, it gives people to show, they're specialty type of cars. And this year, Barbara will talk about it, we have a certain gentleman that's been a builder of certain quality custom cars. Mm-hmm. And his name is John
DiAgostino.
John DiAgostino, who builds beautiful custom cars.
Nice.
And he's bringing two of them up this year.
Well, I'm looking at yours, this 1937 Ford pickup. Holy cow, that doesn't look like a pickup I've ever
seen. I haul firewood and rock.
Yeah, there you go. You can tell.
Little things.
So what's the criteria to get in the Inside Show?
Well, you have to be asked by Barbara.
Barbara.
And, Barbara
Such
is in
power,
charge.
Power Barbara.
Of the Inside Show. And if your car is what she is looking for at that certain time, and color has a lot to do with cars and the quality.
Sure.
Because I've done a lot of indoor shows, and some shows they won't take you if you're a certain color if they've already got so many of those colors.
Oh, okay. So all the cars aren't red or blue or whatever.
No, they have to really be careful. And
criteria you don't think of. What else is inside with the cars? 20 cars and
plenty of vendors.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, we have inside vendors. We also have vendors that go outside too, that start from the top of the convention center, the circle walkway, and vendors go all the way out, and then they go all the way out on the building on the property as well.
Holy cow! Yeah. All right, so we've hammered what goes on Friday. We're coming back. We're going to talk about Saturday.
Can I mention?
So you're
one
only
thing
partway
here,
through
dear.
The weekend. I don't know. Bob might kill you. He's on your side.
But I just want to mention, I want to say thanks to Heavenly Donuts for bringing donuts to you ladies.
I saw the big box of donuts. And I think they came in with a guy in an orange sweatshirt and a hat. That would be you.
I think he's got a really cool car.
And since I'm the donut king of Reading, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years.
We had no idea we were doubling everything up. That's outstanding. All right, Donut King and Barbara, hold on 5 seconds, Kay.
We'll just call him the Donut King.
You're here on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today.
Starting Monday, April 15th, Agenda 21 Radio will be 5 days a week from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Join us next week as we expose the Obama administration's use of psychotropic drugs on our veterans and members of our armed forces. Remember, Agenda 21 Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12 noon, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard. But our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Mistake Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my old oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
And at 744 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda are on the road this morning, appropriately so. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, quality doesn't have to cost more. They service all makes and models of heating and air conditioning. They've been doing it since 1992. They do it right and stand by it, and you will see the value. Email them at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now back to Aaron and Elizabeth.
And we are talking to the Donut King and Barbara Harrison. And we're going to let them take it away because we're asking lots of questions newbies do about the cool April nights, but we're going to let you guys fill in all the details, everything you want us to know.
I want to start with one thing I do want to mention because tonight is really important. We're putting on a sock hop inside the convention center. This is our third annual, I like to say, because I hope we can continue to do this. It benefits Shasta Women's Refuge and Family Justice Center. We're going to have Bounce House. We're going to have Mary's Pizza Shack. We're going to have the social with their yogurt. We have face painting, games for the kids. We have Wade Riggs is going to be putting on a stage show, and his wife is going to be a DJ. We have a band coming. It's just going to be an awesome evening from 5 to 9, $5 to get in. It's our donation to the cause. And just come on down, have a good time. We're going to have a dance contest. So the kids get out there, and they just have a great time.
And where's it at?
At the convention center, okay. Inside.
Then is there a cost to get in?
$5.
$5, okay.
That's reasonable, actually.
Yeah, it is for all you get.
It really
is. You buy your pizza, and you buy your mm-hmm. Yogurt from the social. But yeah.
So do you dress up?
You can, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the kids come with the poodle skirts.
Oh, nice.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's nice. Yeah.
Okay, and what else?
Because it's only Monday. This is truly an entire week event.
Yep.
And just a little plug for the Women's Refuge and the mm-hmm. Family Justice Center. It's a fantastic organization. They do.
I love it. I'm on the board.
I went on a tour like a week ago, and honestly, we're excited about their collaboration and merging together.
We
and
are too.
Bringing
really
a whole
excited.
Host of services under one roof.
I was
roof.
At the Board of Supervisors meeting the whole entire thing was laid out from beginning to end after they'd completed and were ready to open, and it's just fantastic.
It's going
to
be cool.
Great
it's
resource
really
for the community. Good. Yeah. Good thing to support.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're excited.
So, sock hop, back to cars. Then what happens? What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, we are hosting inside the big mega tent three high schools that come in and they cook. They're doing pulled pork one night. They're doing tri-tip sandwiches and a tri-tip barbecue another night. And it's Shasta High School, Enterprise, and the one out in Dallas, Foothill. And they each have a night, and they come in and they cook and they play music for you. You can dance or they'll entertain you. And it's one of their fundraisers for
nice.
The year.
Cool.
One thing added to that.
Let them take it over,
So you guys bring all the people and then you.
No, they bring their own people. The schools will bring their own people.
No, but I mean, Cool April Nights brings all these people and you guys help it benefit the community.
Absolutely. Benefit the kids. That's what we're about.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
One thing about, to add to that is that the show and shines around town. There's probably one to two a day throughout all this week. And for people that are from out of town, this is an opportunity for them to go and meet other people, see other cars, do some show and
shines. So those are networking opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Great.
And show their cars.
Nice.
And it gives them a lot to do while they're down here.
That's cool. Terrific. So for the people that aren't into cars, maybe cars aren't there. Maybe they don't know about cars.
Well, actually, a lot of people, we've got a really good webpage, and they can go online. It's coolaprilnights.com.
Oh, very good.
And it has a schedule of every show and shine that went on. They started Saturday, actually. The show and shine started on Saturday. And they will run clear through Saturday. I think there's even a couple Saturday.
So do you get pretty good crowds at the show and shines?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They turn out just like Sunday was Kent's Meats and Groceries, over 200 cars.
Oh my gosh.
Over 200 cars.
Where did they put them? That's exactly what I was thinking.
All around his store there.
And that's a real win-win because people go into Kent's Meats to grab a soda or
the nice thing about it though, Kent does a fabulous job for everybody. He gives them free lunches. He gives prizes away. And all the car enthusiasts love the show.
That
there's
is
a lot
fabulous.
Of parking behind Kent, so there's a lot of paved area there.
I've only been to the front, and boy,
no,
it's
there's a lot of area in the back where he can put cars. So he lays it out very nicely.
That's
He's
cool.
Have a great time.
He's very
down
good
there.
To us.
Yeah. So if you love cars, you got a week full of total fun.
Hey, well, the thing is I started in cars in '57.
Yeah.
Probably before some of you were born.
Yeah, you got me by a few years.
You notice he didn't look at me when he said that.
Barbara.
No, but back then.
Pull that knife out of your back.
careful, Barbara. Back then, you know, cars were $500.
Yeah.
$300.
Yeah, so let's talk
that
about
that. That same
price.
Car is $20,000, $30,000.
Wow.
So it's one of those things that the times have really changed the technology of these cars. Mm-hmm. If you walk into any big car show like Cool April Nights and take a look at the technology of some of these cars, you will just be amazed.
Great. Okay, we've got to
take
a quick break.
That is fantastic.
In 56, I had a Woody. So that, and I bought it with a girlfriend. I think we paid $250 for it.
Holy cow. And I saw one of those in the catalog.
Put my board in the back and I was off.
Nice.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're a surfer girl, eh?
Thelma and Louise.
Well, no, because she's still here.
But yeah, that's
true. That's another movie. All right, we'll be right back with you. You're here at KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hot Cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redding Civic Auditorium for the 24th Annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Redding Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
.754 and it is 50 degrees in Redding, KCNR 1460 AM. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold, 2463 Athens Avenue in Redding. Get on down there and get a real honest haircut with some of the greatest guys in town. You won't find Oprah on the TV or Dr. Phil or any of that. You will find just a great haircut at a great price. Cypress Square Barbershop here, and they're a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. And now back to our guest hosts, Aaron and Elizabeth.
Okay, you miss a day, you miss a bot. Okay, we're sitting in for Carl and Linda today. We're talking to the King of Donuts and Barbara Harrison. We're talking about Cool April Nights. And off air, I'm sorry, you're always going to be the King of Donuts.
I'm the King of Donuts now of Reading, right?
You got to be careful what you tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us what your real name is.
We never let it go. Yeah.
My real name, huh? Yeah.
But we were talking off air about how Cool April Nights, it never used to be a week long. And over the years, you've added more and more events. And now it's a full week full of great
activities. Well, it calls for it.
Great activities. So you've got something going on Thursday night as well.
Thursday night, this is so cool. Thank you, Enjoy Magazine.
We love them.
They bring in their big screen, put it out on the lawn, and we're going to have a true drive-in movie.
Oh, nice. And where's
American Graffiti.
Oh
my gosh.
So you drive your cars out on the lawn, and you sit there, and they're trying to work out something with a sound, which you can pull it through on your radio. I'm not sure if that's going through yet, but they will have the big sound box.
And what time is that?
It's dark.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, dark 30.
You got it.
Nice.
It's 5 o'clock someplace.
Yeah. So, that's for a drink. This is the movie.
And all the work involved in this. I mean, I was just thinking logistics and insurance and
don't even go there.
So many details.
Yes.
So kudos to you guys for doing this.
Kudos also to our president, Doug Carney. He does a lot of all those little steps that make it come together.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Well, you take a look at all the board members. They do a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Howard Stubblefield, that cruise.
Yep.
Putting that cruise together is not easy.
No.
And keeping it in control. Yeah. With Reading PD, they do a great job down there. Yeah. And it's something that every one of the board members are doing a great job.
Well, I'm thrilled that we're going to have a fantastic week of weather.
And we were also talking about how far away some people, your distance awards.
Well, some people, Cool April Nights in April, sometimes we've had some rain in the past. But in the last couple of years, I think, Barbara, we've had nothing but beautiful weather.
It's been
80s,
great. Yeah, it's been 80,
85.
Yeah.
And this weekend it's supposed to be, would you say, Bob, 90?
Well,
Bob's lying again. He said 90.
Bob's eating donuts.
85.
Are they causing him to lie? Is that what happens?
Oh, it's beautiful.
He's having a sugar rush.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got guys coming from Idaho. You've got people
Washington
coming from
State.
Southern California.
Idaho, Washington. Lots of cars from
Nevada.
Oregon, Southern California. Yeah, they come from all over. They really do. I have cars from Arizona.
Outstanding.
Yeah, we get a lot of cars.
Okay, most guys haul their cars, drive their cars.
Well, I would say majority of them in a distance will trailer.
Okay.
And
depending on what kind of car it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like some of the John DeAgostino's cars will be trailered because they're global show cars.
He just doesn't drive.
You know, he goes to Germany, Switzerland, everywhere.
Well, let's talk about your car, Daryl.
My car.
You drive your car.
Well, I drive my cars. Mine is a 37 OZ pickup. And how I started out was I had a 47 Ford pickup, 47 Ford convertible that I put on for trade. And it all started with a 40 Ford out of, Topeka, Kansas that I traded.
Wow.
And I kept trading and every 6 months. Well, I had one for 1 month. And, one time in my life back in the '50s, I always wanted a 50 Merc, which they call lead sleds. Never could afford one, and it's a cat's meow of the car back then. And if you had a lead sled, you got all the chicks, and it was a cat's meow of the car. I finally traded for one, but I kept it a month, and it was gone.
Too much pressure.
Too much pressure, right?
Too many chicks.
You know
how much they hate that.
But other than that, I've had about six or seven in the last year and a half, and working with Barbara, I have a new car each year, so she invites me to show that car on the inside.
Nice.
And
right.
I've been very fortunate to keep going up in quality of cars.
Sweet. All right. Well, here in our last minute here, what would you like to tell folks about Cool April Nights?
Come on out. And see what we do.
And check out the schedule on coolaprilnights.com.
And all day
you need
Saturday, we have entertainment inside the big mega tent. So, we have Kids Unlimited coming, and
oh my gosh,
a lot of the kids come in.
Wonderful.
And entertain. So, oh, for like I said, it's all
so
for
this
the kids.
Is just a great community event all the way
family,
around.
Family, family.
So,
event.
So if cars aren't your thing, you can eat, and if you don't want to eat, there's tons of kids to support.
We have a food court.
Just wander around, and have a great time.
Exactly. We have a food court that the Road Nights Car Club puts on, and several other groups. In
oh my gosh! Thank
all right.
you,
thank
April
you,
Nights. You guys are awesome. Hit it, Bob.
Whatever more Free Fire Radio after Fox News on KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. On the day New York's tough new gun laws go into effect, a challenge to another state gun law dies at the Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The High Court turning away an appeal from New York residents and Second Amendment groups challenging the state's concealed handgun law. The measure requires gun owners provide a reason for carrying a concealed gun in public before they get a license, such as target shooting, hunting, or self-defense. Five state residents were joined by the Second Amendment Foundation in the challenge, but the Supreme Court will not review lower court rulings upholding the requirements, Dave.
Jared, it is midnight in North Korea. So the day many expected would bring a missile test has come and gone. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin's live in Tokyo.
That's right. North Korea was marking the birthday of the late founder of the communist state, but it stopped short of military maneuvers. Secretary of State John Kerry today wound up his Asia tour offering talks.
Our choice is to move to the table and find a way for the region to have peace.
But he said there could be conditions. Kerry said North Korea must show good faith and honor commitments already made. He said while he was in Beijing, he heard China's leaders express a strong commitment to denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. Dave?
Alistair, a wave of car bombings hit Iraq today. Killing at least 32 people, more than 200 were wounded. The attacks ahead of Saturday's election is the first since U.S. troops left. It's a big day to sell stocks, gold and oil all dropping. The Dow's down 71, oil's plunging about $100 an ounce, and oil's decline has it back to around 88 bucks a barrel. The IRS expects something from you today.
Well, I usually just make a pile throughout the year of things I need to keep, and then I take them to a tax preparer.
Whether you get help or do your taxes on your own, you have until midnight to file. It's Marathon Monday in Boston. Runners are on the course now. And in a few minutes, they'll play ball at Fenway Park. And all the Red Sox and Rays players will be wearing number 42. It's Jackie Robinson Day in baseball, celebrating the day he broke the color barrier. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Imagine a mower that makes you want to plant better grass. One that makes you want to mow the lawns of the whole neighborhood. Introducing the John Deere X700 Signature Series. Next thing you know, you'll be dressing up to do yard work. Stop by your dealer or visit johndeere.com/howwerun.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Bipartisan immigration reform plan will be unveiled at the Senate tomorrow.
Gang of Eight member, New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer, telling ABC's This Week the bill is balanced.
The American people have told us to do two things. One, prevent future flows of illegal immigration. And then come up with a common sense solution for legal immigration. And that's just what our bill does.
But some Republicans are already charging the bill gives amnesty with a promise of future border enforcement. The Senate's second ranking Republican, John Cornyn of Texas, telling Fox News Sunday border enforcement is key, but that he's reserving judgment on the measure until after he reads it. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
The Senate will also this week debate gun control and the plan to expand background checks. A 9-year-old girl shot and killed in Oregon.
Police say they were told the mom's boyfriend was cleaning a handgun inside the house when it accidentally went off. The bullet traveled outside and hit the girl playing in the backyard.
Kai Porter with Fox affiliate KPTV. The mom's boyfriend is cooperating with police. No charges have yet been filed. A satellite TV company wants to buy Sprint Nextel. Dish offering to pay $25 billion, a rival bid to Japan's SoftBank. There's a new TV show tonight that could have you playing along at home.
When the destruction finally ran its course, it wasn't exactly Earth anymore.
Defiance premieres tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel, but it's not just a TV show. It's also an online video game, and they're being launched in tandem.
There is an army coming.
We're headed straight for Defiant, a race of killing machines.
NBC Universal owns the Sci-Fi Channel and has spent more than $100 million on the project, the network's most expensive endeavor yet. With no major stars in the show, industry experts say network executives are banking on cross-promotion between the game and the series. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
Well, despite his penalty and not winning the Masters, Tiger Woods still ranked the world's top golfer. Adam Scott, who won at Augusta, shoots up to number three. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good Monday morning, 8:05, and you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, and this is a special edition of Free Fire Radio. Aaron and Elizabeth are our guest hosts, but before we get into that, we're going to check in very quickly with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, is going to bring us the Market Minute, and good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 73 points at 14,791. The S&P 500 is down 10 at 1578, and the NASDAQ is down 24 at 3270. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down up 7 cents at $12.24, and Sprint Nextel up 85 cents at $7.07. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 9 cents at $10.95, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 10 cents at $47.33. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.72%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $3.39 at $88.22. Gold is down $140 at $13.61, and silver is down $3.25 at $23.08. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561. Very quick look at the weather. Isolated showers and then mostly sunny. A high near 64, partly cloudy tonight. A low around 45, mostly sunny for your Tuesday. Temperatures edging up into that 70-degree range. And currently in Reading, 51 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now to our guest hosts, Aaron and Elizabeth, on KCNR 1460.
Hey, and thanks a lot. Hope you freshened up your coffee on the break. We are sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. Happy to do so. We have We the People Radio on Sunday mornings here at KCNR from 8 to 10. So normally I am sitting at my home with my coffee cup calling in every Monday morning, as I have for 3 years, to let everyone know what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. Tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road in Reading, we will be having a representative from the Election Integrity Project, which is a nonpartisan statewide organization formed in 2010 to ensure honest elections regardless of what party you are affiliated with. Linda Payne will be traveling the state of California, primarily Northern California, for the next week, and she will join us tonight at the Reading Tea Party. And I am here to tell you that she says that because she travels the entire state of California, talks to people everywhere she goes, that election fraud does exist, and it does exist on both sides.
And so she's giving you the whole 411 tonight, huh?
Yeah, she's giving us the whole 411. She's, in the 2012 elections, in November, there were, I have to tell you that there were poll observers out all over the nation. True the Vote is a similar, project as the Election Integrity Project. True the Vote covers the rest of the nation. And California had the largest number of poll observers in force throughout the entire nation. And incident reports were taken at all of the different polling locations throughout the state. And it took massive amounts of labor and time and energy to compile all of those incident reports of fraud that was viewed and put them into a format that could stand up in a court of law. And those reports and all of that data has been finalized just recently, and that is part of what we're going to find out tonight at the Reading Tea Party, what happened in the state of California, good, bad, and otherwise.
Nice.
So I encourage you to come out, 2570 South Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock. Come early to get a seat.
Perfect. All righty. So, Bob, should we take an early break? I see it's pushing on 8:10. I know how you are.
Oh, yes. Well, we try to keep things on track. And, of course, our guest host is on the line, and we'll be right back here. You're listening to Free Fire Radio Special Edition on KCNR 1460 AM. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care,
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Insalmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m., right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
It is 8:13, 51 degrees, and you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Crown Motors, that's who's sponsoring this portion of the program. Visit Steve Roberts at your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. Crown Motors Reading carrying a selection of used cars. You'll find them at 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading. Call them at 223-2177. Now back to Aaron and Elizabeth.
Happy Tax Day. To the less than 50% that are paying today, happy traveling to the post office.
Happy for the spenders. Okay, so we have Mike Gonzalez on the line.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? How's life in Red Bluff this morning?
What was that?
I said, how's life in Red Bluff this morning?
Right now it's beautiful.
Great.
A little windy, but
live
not
it up.
Bad.
Live it up. Okay, so we have a serious topic to do this morning. I'm not really sure I should have thought through how we're going to introduce this topic, but we have a serious topic for a little bit to bring some awareness to people. You have put together some legislation and run it through Congressman Herger's office for the last 3 years, correct?
For a total of last 6 years.
Oh, 6 years. Okay, I was thinking three. And the name of the law that has been run before was called
Susie's Law.
Okay.
And with that, I was being very optimistic of getting this legislation passed before Congress.
Okay, and Susie was your 19-year-old daughter,
correct?
Who went away to college, and why don't I let you tell the story? It's your story, and actually. Get people up to speed on what this is, what this issue is.
Well, my daughter, Susie, graduated from Red Bluff and was able to obtain a 4-year full ride scholarship to Florida State University at Tallahassee in Florida. So she was 3,000 miles away from us and away from family support and all her high school friends. She did very well there, as far as we knew. But while she was there, as many college students do, she fell into depression, a very deep depression, became suicidal. And instead of going to the university counseling center or seeking professional help, she instead got on the internet and starting looking up ways to kill yourself. And unfortunately, online she found places, pro-suicide sites, where they advocate that killing yourself is a viable option and is the only sure way to end the pain of depression. As bad as these sites are, and these places where they will give you step-by-step instructions on how to take your own life, many ways and how to do it, and encouragement from people that frequent these sites.
Yeah, we should make a note there. Encouragement. What the heck?
And the problem is that these folks that are doing this online, there's no law against what they're doing.
Correct. And as bad as these places are, these pro-suicide sites are, they are protected by freedom of speech, but what there's a different kind of person that is drawn to these sites, these pro-suicide sites, and these are what I call internet suicide predators. These are people that go to these sites specifically looking for individuals that they feel they can manipulate and control and basically lead them to into killing themselves, knowing that they're very susceptible while in depression and in this state of feeling worthless and not wanting to go on. And they build on that and just encourage them and give them information and lead them to the death. And that's what happened to my daughter. A predator targeted her, became her friend, confided in her. They confided in each other. He posed as someone that was also depressed and suicidal and wanted to kill himself and convinced her that he was a kindred spirit, if you may, and that they should do it together. And over time, this is about over a 3-month period that he cultivated this relationship with her and kept her focused on ending her life. He was so ingrained in her activities that at the end, he was encouraging her to end her life. He proofread her suicide note to make sure, and this is what he posted, that to make sure that no one could stop her from killing herself. And he was also online chatting with her up to the point that she left her apartment to go to a hotel to end her life. So he knew her name, where she was at, where she was going, the hotel name, the hotel room number, and all he did was celebrate afterward.
And that brings me to a point, because in essence what we have is an online serial killer, because they celebrate the death of those individuals that they encourage into suicide. So there's a real sickness there.
And this is all documented.
Yes.
This is all on paper. So here you have all these aspects of a crime, really, and you have someone who has taken their life, somebody else who really walked them right to it, pushed them over the edge, celebrated it, so it's not like they were confused about where this was all going, and all this goes to the police, they've got tons and tons of evidence, and...
Still, there's nothing that can be done.
And what happens?
And it's exactly, the Tallahassee police, I was able to track down this predator, where he was at, his name, family background, gave it to the local law enforcement in Tallahassee. They tried for almost 2 years to charge this person with something. And they finally came back and told my family and myself that there was nothing that they could do. There was no laws that related to assisting someone taking their own lives by using the internet.
Because they were not there physically.
Correct.
Which seems, and, at first it's like, whoa, that's wrong. And then you run up against the whole gamut of free speech.
Mm-hmm, First Amendment.
Issues. But when you get there, though, then you think, well, wait a second, though. You're not allowed to yell fire in a crowded theater.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't protect that. So this is kind of one of those gray area type.
So let's chat about your legislation.
Well, it's right now it's proposed legislation.
Okay.
For the last 6 years, as it was mentioned before, I went through our former Congressman, Wally Herger, who wrote legislation for dealing with the subject. And basically, in the short version of it, it would make it a federal crime for someone to use the internet to teach another person on how to end their lives by giving them not commonly known information or knowledge or help or encouragement, knowing specifically that this other person would indeed take that information to end their lives. So it doesn't affect the chat rooms. It doesn't affect people making movies, books, talking about in general, writing articles, so on and so forth. It deal only with specific people using the internet medium to contact other specific people, those in depression, suicidal, and giving them those information and knowledge and encouragement to indeed take their lives.
All right, Mike, hold that thought. We're going to come back with you here in just a couple of minutes. We are here at Free Fire Media, AM 1460. We're going to listen to a nice little tune here from Bob. Thanks, buddy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed, and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hot cars!
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Rayleigh's and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Morning. You are back with us here at the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda are out on assignment. You're listening to Aaron and Elizabeth this morning.
We are bringing you sunshine and happiness, as always.
We are usually on We the People Radio on Sundays.
This week, 8 to 10 a.m.
Yeah, and this week we're talking about high-cost rail.
So back to our a little bit disturbing topic. It's probably new to a lot of you out there, but a lot of you out there, in addition to various ages affected by this, you're sending your kids off to college, and you just don't really know what they're dealing with out there. But, Aaron, you made a very good point when we went off air that these assisted suicide chat rooms are not just targeting college-age kids.
No. Mike has given me an extensive education on this, and I had no clue. For those of you, just to snapshot this, there are websites out there, I mean, which isn't surprising. There's something, you know, something about everything on the web. But there are pro-suicide websites where they target people. There are predators out there, of course. We all know there are predators, but this is a different kind of predator. They utilize the internet to catch up with people who are in a dark place in their life, and walk them literally to the edge and talk them over it. And there is no law against that because they're not physically present. It isn't like Jack Kevorkian where they're sitting right there. These are people online. And the Mike, you had told me that this has been evidenced in people as young as 6 years old, as well as senior citizens. So it isn't just a college student problem, right?
It runs the whole gambit of age ranges from the very, I've talked to parents who've lost a child as young as six to the elderly. And suicide doesn't stop with just age ranges. It goes across everybody.
Okay.
And then when you're in that deep depression and feeling suicidal and you want that pain to stop, and you compound that when you get a person advocating for killing yourself, telling you it's all right. It's there's no harm in killing yourself. It's your right to do it.
And if you're just tuning in, there is no law against these chat rooms because they are protected by the First Amendment. And Aaron had told me over the weekend, Mike, that there was a police officer that worked on your daughter's case in Florida. And despite the overwhelming, indisputable evidence that this person assisted her in her suicide, and there was nothing that could be done to prosecute this individual, that this police officer walked away from his career in law enforcement because he felt if he couldn't save her and do anything about this situation, that being in law enforcement wasn't worth it.
Right. That's correct.
So.
And we took this even to several reputable law firms in the Tallahassee area, and they investigated pro bono because they were so abhorred about this, that they tried to figure out ways to do something, and even they came up and said there's just no laws that dealt with this.
Okay, so we've got like a minute left. I want you to let people know if they have somebody who is who they think is, you know, having a hard time, and they want to connect with somebody so they can get smart about this. Where would you send them? Do you guys maintain a site for them to go to?
Yes, we our website suzyslaw.com has all the information that I've been telling people about.
SUZYSLAW.com. SUZY. Suzy's Law.
Yes, SUZYSLAW.com.
Okay.
And the information is a little outdated right now because of the way the congressional cycles, and right now I'm starting over again to have someone author a new bill to submit to Congress.
But a biggie on this is support, is awareness. I mean, and while legislation grinds on, the big thing is most people don't even know this is possible.
And Mike, I want to give, thank you so much for all of your hard work, and we're very sorry for your loss. But thank you for speaking out, and we'll continue to dialogue with you because there are a lot of people that don't know this exists. And I have a feeling that once you get the word out, you can get a lot of people on board.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. And I keep doing that, getting the word out, trying to get the word out to people.
Thank you. Outstanding. Mike Gonzalez with SuzysLaw.com. Look it up. Thanks, Mike. Have a great Monday.
And Free Fire Media, Free Fire Radio will continue right after Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Giancresso. New York's assault weapon registration begins, and there are new limits on the number of bullets allowed in magazines. The National Rifle Association will fight that provision, but a challenge to another New York gun law dies.
New York's concealed handgun law will not get a Supreme Court review. Gun owners argue the law violates the Second Amendment by forcing those who want to carry a concealed handgun to show special reason in the application process.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Gold prices plunged to two-year lows of under $1,400 an ounce. But in an otherwise down day on Wall Street, shares in Sprint soared 17% after a buyout bid from a big satellite TV company.
The Dish Network just made a $25 billion bid for Sprint, hoping to scuttle plans by the number three wireless carrier to sell 70% of itself to Japan's SoftBank.
Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
KCNR 1460 AM, it is 8:35, and this portion of the program is, well, we're going to do a quick weather report. Isolation showers after 11 a.m., then mostly sunny, a high near 64, partly cloudy, low around 45 tonight, mostly sunny for your Tuesday, and a high near 68 degrees, currently 55 in Reading, and this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
And we are back.
Woohoo, Anselmo!
With your guests, Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Love Woodward, them. And Big Bob, Big Bad Bob.
See, we could do a shorter weather. We could just say, you know, it's going to be light until it turns dark. We could just do that.
And it's going to be dry until...
George Carlin had the grade, yes. Dark, continue dark with early morning patches of light.
Yeah. Things about him were so great.
Hey, give us a call at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming and chatting live worldwide, I might add, at KCNR1460.com. And Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward normally have We the People Radio on Sunday mornings here at KCNR from 8 to 10.
Hey, and as long as we're plugging shows, the new Agenda 21 show is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Preston and Chris Street starts today.
10 hours a week, which is awesome because really they can fill it.
Exactly. From 10 a.m. until noon every day.
It's
right
all
here.
Encompassing.
Yeah, you're going to find your, yeah, you'll be in the crosshairs of something. You'll be like, yeah. Hey, that's happening to me.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk vaccines.
Yeah. And, on the line we have, Dr. Brian Hooker. Who is going to have to give us his short form resume there? But he has moved down here, teaching at Simpson.
Nice.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Great.
Hey, Brian.
Okay, hey, thanks so much for having me on your show.
Oh, thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so you're a scientist, which is pretty much where my knowledge of science ends. So maybe you could why don't you tell people what kind of scientist you are?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I am actually my PhD is in biochemical engineering, and what I've done in my career, I've been in biotechnology for about 26 years now, and I've done a lot of different things. I actually worked at a national laboratory for about 17 years and have been down at Simpson University now for about 2.5 years. And part of what I was doing was designing drugs and designing alternative, cheaper production systems for pharmaceuticals, mainly proteins, and doing that a lot using genetically modified plants, which is actually a whole other show.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And we can talk about that in the future. But I was not making GMOs for food consumption. I was actually trying to make cheaper therapeutics for hemophiliacs. Hemophiliacs spend, depending on the severity, they can spend about $200,000 a year just for their meds. And so their insurance, they usually max out their insurance within about 5 years and then have to go into like a compassionate program in order to afford their medication because there are very, very few people in the United States that can afford medications that cost $200,000 a year. So we were looking at cheaper ways of doing that and did some genetically modified potato plants, which was fun. I was in Eastern Washington, and it was really easy to pick the crop because I'd just look out my window and I'd see potatoes every day. but I did want to talk about vaccines today.
There's so much information out there coming out about vaccines, and I'm sorry to cut you off. And the thing that I focus on so much is the increased rates in autism, but I'm going to let you run with it.
Okay.
Nice segue.
That sounds great. And I do want to talk about that. I have a unique perspective. My child was injured specifically. My son is now 15 years old and he's tall, you know, size 13 feet. But he sustained vaccine injuries from his 15-month vaccinations. He received 5 vaccines in one visit. He had a moderate to severe ear infection at the same time, which is not indicated. You're not supposed to be vaccinated when you have that type of active infection. And then he sustained neurological damage and some, quite frankly, pretty severe neurological injuries that affect his daily life very drastically today and could for indeed the rest of his life. We hold out hope for my son and we work with him very, very hard every day. But at this point he's nonverbal, and he also has a cluster of other medical issues, gastrointestinal, muscle pain, energetic deficits, things like that, that can be traced back to his vaccine injuries.
And so, for the people out there that are going, well, how does he know it's from a vaccine? You know, without getting into the molecules of it, you know, how did you guys know it was his vaccine?
Well, because of the, if you look at vaccine safety and the possibility of vaccine injury and what could possibly happen, then there are some key features in the way that my son reacted to his vaccinations that lined up with what the scientific literature says can happen. You know, what can happen is that the brain can start to inflame. Okay, so you get what's called neuroinflammation. Now, vaccines, by design, cause tissues to inflame. That's a part of the immune response. And the way that vaccine antigens are supposed to work is that it causes an immune response to quote-unquote train your immune system. So when it actually sees that disease, like if it's whooping cough or whatever, then it will recognize that disease and then be able to fight it off. So that's how vaccines are designed. Mm. But when inflammation occurs in your body doesn't really know exactly where to, you know, necessarily inflame. And so inflammation occurs everywhere. So to some degree, whenever somebody receives a vaccination, their brain will have cells inflame as well. Your brain will mount an immune response just like the rest of your body. Now, for some individuals that have a more profound reaction, then that inflammation can be severely damaging, okay? And, in fact, if you look at autism, some of the latest research cites that maternal inflammation and inflammation in early childhood should be avoided. And so, you know, in terms of best practices to reduce autism, I would want to make sure that if we knew an individual was going to have a severe inflammatory reaction to the vaccination, that they not receive vaccines, period.
Mm. Okay, because this is hotly debated. We're going to come back.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to come back with Dr. Brian Hooker. We're talking about vaccines. The quagmire that is vaccines. We're also going to talk about Gardasil, that vaccine, because that's coming in California. They're trying to legislate that, so we want to make sure and cover that part. You are listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Redmond Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 21st.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The Friday night cruise and community show and shines all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch a Wave, a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much, much more.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating rail and Napa stores, only $7.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 13th through the 21st.
Sponsored by Wind River Casino, Michelob Ultra, Foothill Distributing, Pepsi, Cross Petroleum, Napa Auto Parts, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and Crown Motors.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
There's nothing prettier than seeing a couple of 50-something women rocking and rolling in the radio station. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Yes, we have bodies for radio.
So I've got a personal interest in vaccinations. I have a brother with autism, and so I grew up with the challenges of being in a family unit and dealing with some of the severities of that. And I've been obsessed with vaccinations for quite some time now. And actually, you can go to Facebook and hit like on some of the natural websites. And vaccinations are big time in the news on social media.
Hey, Brian, talk to us about this Gardasil thing, because this will affect a whole bunch of people, and it's not little kids, it's teenage kids.
Right. Well, I do want to lay a bit of a foundation first.
Oh, okay.
You're
a scientist, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. A lot of times, public health officials will state and laud vaccinations as this great prevention of infectious disease. In the case of Gardasil, which guards against two different types of the human papillomavirus, then ultimately preventing cervical cancer. But the thing that they don't talk about are the safety risks due to vaccination. It's spoken of very rarely, and usually when you get a vaccination, you get a sheet called what's an informed consent sheet, and it provides a brief, most likely very incomplete review of some of the safety risks of vaccination. Because of my son's vaccine injury, I've been looking at government data since about 2004, because I felt like the entities in the government, namely the CDC, which is in charge for both vaccine uptake and vaccine safety, I felt like the data that were coming out of that institution were flawed. And in a lot of cases, I would say fraudulent. And I hate to use such strong words, but I do have lots of supporting information. I think that a lot of health officials at the federal, state, and then at the county level and your county health department play a very conflicted role because they believe so much in terms of vaccination against infectious disease, but then at the same time, they are in charge of vaccine safety. And I do not think that that's an effective way to do things. I think that the furor in terms of vaccinating a population to prevent disease will override the real safety concerns. In fact, there is so many, there have been so many vaccine injuries that in 1988, it became essentially illegal to sue vaccine manufacturers for things like design defects for vaccination, because so many kids back then were having their lives permanently altered due to problems with the pertussis vaccine. And you cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer if you have a vaccine injury. In fact, it was strengthened even in more effectively in 2011 when the Supreme Court, in a decision called Brusewitz versus Wyeth, ruled that, essentially extended the liability shield. The only way that you could ever sue a vaccine manufacturer is if there was a, within that manufacturer, if you could show there was a criminal collusion to cover up data, that there were vaccine injuries. So if it was a design defect or if there's anything, the only recourse is what's called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And that program, which is very, very difficult to go through, the dirty little secret is they've paid out $2 billion worth of vaccine injury claims since their inception in 1988. So a lot of people are becoming and are being injured by vaccinations, and this is alarming, especially given the fact that the vaccination schedule is expanding. When I was growing up, by age six, you might have gotten, five vaccines. You know, I was born in 1963. By age six, now children are getting 49 different vaccines.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding me.
And now we're talking about giving Gardasil to 11 and 12 year old school age children, both boys and girls. And in California, it is legal to do that without parental consent down to age 12. It's legal right now that your child, if they're 12 years or older, could encounter a public health official. That public health official could say, I want to give you a Gardasil vaccine, or the other one is, I think it's Cervarix, or hepatitis B, any vaccine that is associated with prevention of sexually transmitted diseases. Then if your child is 12 years of age or older, then by California state law, they're old enough to speak for themselves, and they do not need any type of parental or official guardian consent, despite the fact that they're a minor.
Wow. So you're 12 years old. There is pretty much nothing you can do on your own. I mean, you can't even get mm-hmm. your ears pierced, I don't think. But you can get a vaccine for sexually transmitted diseases.
You can get the
that's awesome.
You can get the abortion pill, the overnight
when you're
abortion
12?
Pill. Oh, yeah, that right. That just passed.
For God's sake.
Child that is of reproduction age, no parental consent.
Huh. Wow.
There's an extreme social agenda, especially within the state of California, in terms of removing parental consent rights for lots of different things. And I'm here as a scientist. I don't want to talk about that too much, but I think that in terms of, I'm a parent as well, but in terms of losing parental rights and looking at who's going to best raise this child, the parents that have actually raised a child, or the state,
let's let people answer that one on the break. I think we're all good with the answer to that is the parents. We're going to be right back with Dr. Brian Hooker. We're talking about vaccines here at KCNR 1460 AM. Vaccines on tax day. Man, why don't they make one for that?
And I want you to rush to the post office to mail your taxes to the government.
There you go.
The 47% of you that are paying.
Right back.
Amy Schumer, one night only at Wind River Casino. Amy is quickly becoming the hottest star in the world of comedy. Recent appearances on The Howard Stern Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon have helped bring Amy's blend of edgy girl next door comedy to the mainstream.
I'm just bragging about the dumbest stuff. The other day she was telling me, she's like, I can still fit in my wedding dress. I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I just...
Don't miss your chance to see this comedic powerhouse. Amy will be performing live at Wind River Casino on Wednesday, May 1st at 7:30. Amy made her comedy debut on NBC's Last Comic Standing in 2007 and was one of the featured comedians on Comedy Central's Roast of Roseanne, following her breakout performance on last year's Roast of Charlie Sheen. Tickets for this hilarious event are only $25. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. Come kick back with friends and watch Amy Schumer at the Wind River Event Center Wednesday, May 1st. Must be 21 to attend. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything, because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood, because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Reading Republican Women Federated invites you to this year's Liberty Wine Gala benefit event. Enjoy wine tasting, great food, opportunity drawings, and great company. Invite your friends and join us Wednesday, April 17th at Turtle Bay Museum. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are $35. For tickets or more information, contact Maria at 227-3984. That's 227-3984.
A special thanks to our sponsors, including Mosley Family Cellars, Armorlow Estates, Mount Tehama Winery, Shasta View Vineyard, and New Clairvaux Vineyard.
Well, I won't back down.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Estate Granite, 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7866. That's Estate Granite. 756 and 58 degrees here on Free Fire Radio.
And we are back.
Aaron still sunny and until it turns dark.
Until it turns dark. Aaron and Elizabeth hosting for sitting in, filling in, whatever you want to call it, for Carl and Linda Bott. Thanks for the opportunity. It's been great fun. And before we wrap up at 9 o'clock, I just wanted to say thanks to Bob. Awesome job. Thanks for putting up with us because you knew what you were getting into.
I can put away the whip in the chair now?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
And we'll hand it back to Brian. And, Brian, we've got about 3.5 minutes before we wrap it up. How do you want to finish up the segment?
Well, I do want to, for the listening audience to understand that the vaccination Gardasil is perhaps the dirtiest vaccination in recent history that has been approved by the FDA. If you look at where people actually report vaccine adverse events, there's a website called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, and when a physician sees a vaccine adverse event, they are supposed to call the CDC and then have it reported. This is severely underreported. Only about 1% of the physicians comply. But if you look at the number of complaints since Gardasil has been marketed in the United States, which I think was 2007-2008, 80% of all complaints regarding all vaccinations have been due to Gardasil. There's 4,000 complaints in terms of adverse events, anywhere as severe as death. There have been 133 deaths in the United States that have been attributed to Gardasil. This is really not getting out. This is not what the public health community wants people to understand. Now, if you look at the packet insert, which is whenever I've talked to parents or other individuals that go to the doctor, I tell them, look at the packet insert of the particular medicine that you are putting in your body. You should be the ultimate authority of what you put in your body. And by admission, the packet insert says that neurological problems can follow, and anaphylaxis and death can follow if you get the Gardasil vaccination.
Holy cow.
On the other hand, by their own market information, so we're supposed to get Gardasil to prevent primarily cervical cancer. By their own estimation, they think it's only 18% effective in reducing the overall number of cervical cancers in recipients of this vaccination. So you have a horrible risk. To put the risk in context of other medicines, the risk is similar to the birth control drug Yasmin. Yasmin had about 10,000 adverse events over a time frame that was twice as long as Gardasil, and it was removed from the market. Okay, and so Gardasil really scares me. Now, if you're a 12-year-old. And you walk into a physician's office or into a public health provider or your school nurse, and you're supposed to get your Gardasil shot, are you going to understand a large packet insert?
No, and you're not going to read it. Hey, Brian, we are going to have you on when we can talk about this a little bit longer. Because here on Tax Day, we got to go to the news. Dr. Brian Hooker, thank you so much for joining us.
And folks, go pay your taxes.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Is this the year? That's the question in the U.S. Senate on the eve of an immigration reform bill's unveiling. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
And at a Capitol news conference a few minutes ago, several lawmakers and advocates said reform is about human rights, families, national security, and the economy.
You can imagine what would happen if a few million people more started paying into Social Security, or a few million people more started paying income tax.
That's Democratic Congressman Pete Gallego of Texas. Conservative Republicans say they're still not convinced. Utah Senator Mike Lee says any pathway to citizenship is a deal breaker. Lisa.
Rich, later this week, a Senate vote expected on a gun control bill. As of today, certain gun owners in New York State are required to start registering their weapons. It applies to firearms reclassified as assault weapons. New York's new 7-bullet limit in magazines also takes effect today, but an NRA affiliate will ask a federal judge to stop it. In